Blog Talk Radio. I bet the neighbors know my name.
It's Taj Longino. Taj Longino. Radio will never be the same. Talk with Taj. It's all hosted by Taj Longino, the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Who that?
It's Taj.
Who that?
It's Taj.
Who that?
It's the new platinum voice of talk radio.
Men, make sure you're around for your families. Get the test you need at the doctor. Disease can be detected early and treated. For a list of medical tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm home.
Over a million Americans at risk of foreclosure have been helped by Making Home Affordable. Go to makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE.
I'm home.
Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
The new Platinum Voice Blog Talk Radio.
Talk with Taj.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Talk with Taj show right here on Blog Talk Radio. For more information on Talk with Taj show, you can log on today at the official website, talkwithtaj.com. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. My guest today, she's been on the show a couple of times, and it's about that time again for her to come back and let everybody know what she's been doing. She's been traveling all over the world, you know, and what she does, hip-hop choreographer, one of the best that ever did it and got away with it. So I want to tell it, give her a nice warm welcome on the Talk with Taj show, international diva, hip-hop dance choreographer, Lauren Outlaw.
Good morning.
Oh, you sound tired.
No, I don't. Come on, you going to start with me already?
Already.
Hey. Oh, my goodness.
I've not talked to you in a while.
He always goes hard on me. All right, just from the gate, we're going to go hard, huh?
we're going right on into it. This, you know, you're not new to this, right? So it's like you know what to expect when you're coming on the show. Got to get to you quick. other than that, how you been doing? Tell the people
I'm
how you
good.
Been doing.
I'm happy to be in the United States of America. I am so happy to be back home.
Now, when you came on the show previously, and then the first time you was on the show, you expressed that you like to travel. You know, you wanted to go to New York. I know you went to New York. And then recently I've been, you know, we follow each other on Twitter. I've noticed that you've been doing a lot of traveling. And it's about this new reality show, the TV series that you have that's been blowing up all over the country out there in Turkey. So tell us about that and why are you so happy to be back in the U.S.?
Okay. Well, first of all, I travel. I'm gone all the time. I think I'm away from home more than I'm home sometimes because I'm gone on the road all the time. But this particular case, we did filming. It was a straight shot. We filmed for 3 months straight, and I was gone from home 3 months straight. So that's a totally different story than being home and going and coming back, and it's just completely different. When you're gone for 3 months straight, and in another country, you're not even close to home. It's a good feeling to be back home. Real good feeling to be home. Living in a hotel for 3 months, eating room service for 3 months, it's good to be home.
Now,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. I didn't know you was dumb, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I was in Istanbul, Turkey, this time filming. We did another series of the show that I've been doing in Europe. Called Star Academy. So this was the same show, same concept, just another series in a different country.
Now, with you being on the road a lot, and you get on me about this too, you know, I haven't given you the update, but I was in the gym today and yesterday. I'm on a two days in a row. I'm doing pretty good right now.
Okay.
How are you able to keep up the eating habits and the exercise that you need to be able to do what you do when you're on the road like that and you don't have necessarily, you know, your kitchen right there to fix the type of meals that you need to eat right? So how do you stay in in shape to continue to do what you do when you're traveling so much?
I'm going to just be honest and say that I look very sick right now.
Oh,
I
wow.
lost a lot of weight. I do. My husband was like, you need to get in the gym, but not because I'm fat, because I'm not toned. I lost a lot of weight over there, and I lost all my muscle. It's not very good. So I've been killing the gym since I've been back. I took about a week off and got my jet lag caught up, so I'm on the right time schedule. And after that, I've been hitting the gym hard because I have absolutely no muscle tone. And it's kind of, I mean, I'm not in bad shape, but it's not cool for me.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, for more information on Lauren Outlaw, you can visit the official website, MissOutlaw.com. That's MZOutlaw.com. Now, also, I know the last time we spoke, you were working on a clothing line that you wanted to come out with. What's the status on the clothing line? And have you, moved forward with it, or are you still putting it to the side like I know we spoke before?
Okay, so what happened with the clothing line, it's kind of in the back burner, but the reason why is I found a manufacturer, and we did samples, and the samples were awful. The samples were just awful. So I canceled that manufacturer, and I actually, since then, because I put so much energy into making that right, and the manufacturer just did not come through for me, I was just really, really disappointed, and I was like, okay, let me just take a break. So I kind of put that on the back burner, and I've been focusing on a few other things, but that, you know, that's kind of on the back burner for now. But yeah, the manufacturer just promised me all these things, and I put all this money into getting the samples done, and when I got the samples, I was like, whoa, this is a joke, a really bad joke that cost me a lot of money. So yeah, that's I haven't really even, after that situation, I kind of haven't even went back to it, but that's kind of what happened there.
Well, now, I don't know if you really want to display this information, but what kind of style was you looking for, was you searching for?
It was like dance clothes, like sweats, things that you see, you know, a lot of times what I wear, basically, sweats, hoodies, clothes that I just work out in or teach in and, you know, things like that. So nothing simple, but when I got, like, the sweats back, the seam was, like, jagged and all over the place, and it was so heartbreaking and disappointing. Like, it was just the material that I was promised wasn't even, like, it was material I could probably wear in a snowstorm. Like, if I would have worked out in this material, I would have just died right there in the gym. It was so thick. Like, it was crazy thick, and it was just not a good look. So
I'm pretty sure that the fans want you to still come out with this clothing line. Pretty sure that if, you know, you'll get back into it. Because I know that you was pushing real hard at one time. You was going real hard.
I was. I think for like 4, maybe even 6 months. And I think it might have been closer to 4. I don't think it was as long as 6 months. I went ahead and put all my energy into that for, I think it was a good 4 months I spent doing that.
Okay. Now, I got to throw a joke out here because, you know, I always mess with you about this when we talk. Has your driving gotten any better with you being gone away for a while? Have you gotten overseas?
My driving was never bad, okay? It was never bad. Let's just clarify that. Now, will tell you this. Being overseas, I did think about you for a minute because I think you said you had never been overseas. If you think my driving is bad, then, you know, hold on to your seats because when you go overseas, it's a whole nother story. They have no speed limit. They really don't drive in designated lanes. So if there's, you know, 3 lanes, people are really making it 6. They're all on the side lanes, on the in-between, on the line. It's craziness. And the funny thing is, they have less accidents than we do.
Wow.
They have than we do.
I've heard that before. And I don't know how they do it. Maybe they're used to it. But I know one thing. Now, people say I'm a crazy driver. Like, I have a need for speed. But when I was in your car,
You're going to talk about me.
People always make it back home safe and sound when they're in the car with me. know.
Are you still alive? You're still alive after riding in my car, right? You're still safe and sound.
You know what? That was a close call. I was holding on to my seatbelt. I don't even wear a seatbelt. So if I got to hold on to my seatbelt, there's a problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, outside of, you know, the TV series, okay, let me ask you, when is that going to air? And is it going to be available over here, or is it just going to be something that films overseas?
It's over there. It is online. If you go to YouTube, it is online. It's in Turkish, though. And I have copies of everything we filmed, but it's in Turkish. So it's already aired. We had live airing while I was there, so everything was on air for 3 months straight while I was there. I have copies of everything, and they do have it. It is posted on YouTube, but it's in Turkish, which is Turkish, and I don't know anything about Turkish. I think I learned like seven Turkish words, and they're just the basics of the basics. So,
well, how did you survive over there if you don't know the language?
Oh, my God, it was rough. And let me tell you something. I don't know what's up with Turkey, but, like, a lot of places I've traveled to, a lot of the local people there, they speak English. And they'll talk to you and no problem. I was working with people, literally working with them every day, didn't have a clue they spoke English because they never said two words to me. And then all of a sudden when they needed something, they're having a full-blown conversation. Like, wait a minute, I've been working with you for 2 months and I didn't think you spoke English, and now you could communicate clearly. So I don't know what their deal is. I think they just don't like to speak English. I don't know, but I felt a little bit offended by that. Like, okay. So I had an assistant who, she basically was my translator and did a lot of things for me that there was a language barrier with. But it was hard. It was very hard because at the beginning, I probably had like five assistants.
Wow.
And I told my husband, I said, is there something wrong with me? Because every week I have a new assistant. Like, I don't know what's going on. And
well,
finally,
if I had to put my finger on it, right, we can go back to the subway incident. That might be.
Go ahead and explain to them the subway incident, Todd. Go ahead and tell them what happened, since you're trying to make me to be out this Kiva.
No, I'm just trying to. I just want to help the listeners understand where this possibly could be coming from. You know, it's subway, and I think the lady was having a bad day or something, but she rubbed you the wrong way, and you didn't let her. You didn't let her slide at all. And I remember, people, this is the first time I'm meeting Miss Outlaw. So you're thinking, this is a surprise to me. I'm like, wow. You know, dad in the car accident. I don't know. It was, hey, one heck of a day. Hey.
We did not get in the car accident. Come on, don't gas it.
No, I didn't say the car incident. You know,
okay.
When somebody swerves in front of a big semi on your side of the car, you know, hey, I don't know. But
I don't know either.
You know, hey, have you been snapping on those assistants? I mean, hey, did you snap on them like you did the lady at Subway? I don't know. Yeah.
I did not. First of all, let me just say that when people work for me, I really, you know, try to keep things nice and easy, because I've worked for people before that are very difficult to work for. And, you know, I don't want to treat people like that. Like, I don't think it's cool. But at the same time, I'm not going to let you, I don't know, I'm trying to explain it. You want to be respectful of people. You want to be like, I'm in charge, and you're going to, you know, you don't want to take that kind of tone with people, and I don't. But at the same time, I like things done how I like things done. So, but I honestly, yeah, I know. I honestly don't think that I was mean or rude or anything to anybody. I really don't. And sometimes people are like, Lauren, especially my husband, he'll be like, Lauren, come on now. And I'll think about it, and even though that wasn't my intention, things will come out the wrong way with me. And so sometimes I have to check myself and say, okay, did that come out wrong? Could that have been, you know, misconstrued or whatever the case may be? And in this case, I don't know why I went through five assistants. Like, I don't know. And I'm talking like, I had five assistants in, like, a 7-week period.
So that's almost like one every week almost.
Yes, yes, yes. It is. Mm. It is like one almost every week. And so every day I would come in to the studio and they'd be like, Lauren, this is your assistant. Like, what? It's not the same person that was
so,
here yesterday.
So what was their job? I mean, I know what assistant's job is, but what was their job to where something could have went wrong and, you know, they end up quitting?
Okay. Their job for me was to translate to the students and the dancers that I worked with. I had two separate groups. I had professional dancers that I worked with to do the staging for the live show, and then I had the actual contestants on the show that I worked with. Now, a majority of the contestants spoke good English, so that wasn't necessarily a problem, but a majority of my dancers didn't speak English at all. So the assistant's job was to basically translate for the contestants on the show and translate for the dancers. They also had to do little things for me, like arrange my car, get my food, just typical, you know, assistant
so,
things.
So let's stop right there. Ding, 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 ding. Food, right? I'm pretty sure they brought you back the wrong sandwich or something. You probably snapped in your own Lauren type of way.
What do you mean, my own Lauren type of way? What do you mean by that?
I'm messing with you. I'm just thinking back, you know, in some way. I don't know. That stuck with me, right? So I'm just going off based on that. I'm really just giving you a hard time.
That's me. That is who I am all day, every day. I am that person. If I'm paying for a service, that's what I want, you know, and I get irritated at little things. Like, first of all, let's go back to the Subway incident. If you work at Subway, why you get an attitude with me because I'm ordering a sandwich? You know, like, that's what you do. Like, you work at Subway, you know, and let's even focus on Subway. Subway is where you go to get your sandwich made the way you want it made. That's what they do. They specialize in your sandwich. Okay? So why do you have an attitude with me? Because I asked for more onions. I don't understand that. I'm confused. Like, I mean, I know everybody has a bad day, but at the end of the day, this is your job. And I just don't appreciate people getting an attitude with me.
Lauren Outlaw going off. Lord Outlaw going off on Talking Tide. Hey, you know what? I love it every time you come back on. You always give me one. You never let me down.
No, I mean, you know that's me. And everyone that is listening to this that knows me is going to be like, yeah, that's her. Like, I don't know. I can only be me, I guess. But I think I'm getting better.
That's good.
Wait, don't get confused now. I'm not getting better in letting things just pass me like that. I'm getting better in saying, okay, you know, maybe she's having a bad day. Excuse me, do you mind adding a little bit more onions to that, please? That's what I'm getting better at. I'm getting better at the way I'm saying things to people. I'm working on that.
Well, I'm glad. We're happy about that. I don't want to turn on the news in Houston one day and see you dragging somebody out by their hair, dancing on top of us.
I'm not. I am not that bad.
I'm just messing with you. Now, back to the choreography and things. Now, after this TV series, what do you have planned coming up? And what is your ultimate goal with, you know, going forward? I see you're going to be working with, you know, some hip hop major celebrities, or, you know, maybe some, you know, some big movies over here. What is Lauren's plan after the TV show?
After the TV show, my next big thing is I really want to focus more on the artist entertainment industry. I really want to put my energy into doing more music videos here in the States. Like, I've done a couple, you know, videos overseas, and I really want to focus on doing that. I want to do the music videos. I want to do the award shows. That would be, to me, at this point in my career, that would be, like, the ultimate goal would be to choreograph for, you know, a music award show. That would be something I really want to do. But a lot of my energy right now is going into, you know, the music videos, the award shows. And then I'm also in the process of doing a fitness workout tape. I filmed my demo before I left. That was back in June. And right now I'm just in the process of getting it edited and start shopping it around. So those are the two big things that I'm really focusing my energy on right now.
Now, the video, that's going to be a workout video. That's going to be a choreography. And it's two different types of videos.
It's a workout video. And I am a certified fitness instructor, so I teach fitness classes part-time at night when I'm at home. So I want to – I've had a lot of good feedback with my fitness classes. I've had people lose, 50 pounds in a three-month period just coming to my class two or three times a week. So it's the product that I have, I really believe it's something that people can do, that they enjoy, and they're losing weight. In America, we have a huge obesity problem. It's out of control, and I really have a passion to make people be healthy. And, I mean, as soon as you leave the state, and you go to another country, you can immediately see that we have a problem here in the States because other countries don't have an obesity problem like we do. So with the results and the feedback that I've gotten over the past year from my fitness classes, I see the results. I see people losing weight, and I really want to take that product and make it national because I think there's a lot of videos out there, but they're not enjoyable. Like to me, Zumba...
There's a lot of them. Like, there's the P90X. I actually have the P90X, and actually I haven't used it yet, but I got that one.
Oh,
they have they have the P90X. The insane one is like two different ones. There's a lot of them out there, and they all appear to do the same thing almost,
But here's the difference.
The
P90X is definitely – I've seen the results personally, and it's really good, but it's a toning. It's physically to, tone your body and show your muscle. Same thing with the Insanity. I think they're kind of related. Mine is strictly dance cardio. Mine is strictly
dance cardio. Explain to those who may not know what dance cardio is.
It is a full-out dance workout. You are dancing 100% of the time. There's no weights included. There's no, ab work. I mean, your abs are being engaged the whole time, but there's basically a lot of people don't want to pick up weights and don't want to, a lot of women especially, I hear that, well, I want to work out and I want to look fit, but I don't want to look toned or too over. They want to look normal. Does that make sense? They want to look like they're in good shape, but they don't want to look like they go to the gym every single day. So that's where your cardio comes in. Your cardio is, this workout is strictly dance. It's 100% dance. If you've ever heard of Zumba, I don't want to compare it to Zumba because I definitely think what I have is better than Zumba, but that's the best thing to really put it in the same arena as is Zumba. It's 100% dance workout.
Okay. Now, do you have any, I know, you got the official website, MrOutlaw.com, MZOutlaw.com. Do you have any videos posted there where people can see some of the, footage of you, of the TV series? Is it posted on the site? Is it posted on the Facebook, on the Twitter? I know it's not on Twitter because you do more talking crazy on the Twitter than anything. So, anyway.
we're not gonna side note there right now. On my website, there is videos of choreography. There's no fitness videos. The new show that I just finished, they have individual videos available on YouTube. If you type in Star Academy, you can look at all kinds of videos on YouTube. But I don't have my footage edited yet, and it has not been posted to the website. Like, I just got home. I've been home not even two weeks yet. So... my footage from the shows has not even, I have 12 three-hour DVDs that I haven't even had a chance to sit down and even look at myself, let alone let someone come in and edit them for me because I don't even know what I want off of each one. So that has not been done yet. My goal is to have that done by Thanksgiving. to have that done right around the holiday season. So hopefully by then we'll have a new reel put together with video footage from this show, but that's not on there now. So everything on the website now is like clips of music videos that I've done, choreography that I've done, older TV shows that I've done overseas, but nothing from this new show.
That's what's up. Well, you know, we appreciate Miss Ala for coming back on the show. Always welcome to come on there for a nice session, talking crazy. For more information on Miss Ala, you know, visit the official website at MissAla.com. Now, one more time for the people who might have tuned in late or just now or missed it, you know, the TV series, you said it's in Turkish, so it's only going to really be available over there. If they did want to see it anyway, regardless if they can understand it or not, they just want to check out the dancing on there, will it be available on YouTube and on the website?
Yes, it's available on YouTube. There are video clips on YouTube now. It's called Star Academy. Academy is spelled A-K-A-D-E-M-I. So it's Star Academy. YouTube, you can find clips and footage there. Like I said, it's in another language, but you're welcome to go check it out there and give me a little bit of time to settle back into the United States of America, and I will have some footage available on my website as well.
So we appreciate you long coming on out. Welcome back home.
I know.
You know, be careful out there while you're driving. And, you know. Make it easier.
All right.
Now,
thank you, Todd, for having me. Yes,
you're welcome.
Yes. No, go ahead. Tell me about that.
Okay. Now, I interviewed O-Town 357, okay? And they had a big video shoot coming up in September. I was supposed to actually do my cameo in the video, but they had a delay, so it will not happen in October, so I will not make it down to Texas this month. But as soon as it's supposed to happen, I will be there, so hopefully it's
going to be. And you know what? I'll pick you up in my chauffeur, and we'll just drive around.
I don't know. We'll talk about it.
You know I'm messing with you, but please let me know when you're coming this way, and we'll definitely get together. You know, it's football season. You know, I'm a huge football fan, so.
Yeah, I know. I've been seeing you going ham on the Twitter. Well, let's see. And now I promise you, the next time you see me, now actually I have gained like a little mini gut, but I'm working. Yeah, I know. I've been bad. You don't even want to know my menu of the past 7 days. I cut it out though.
I don't.
There's nobody here to control me or to help me with this problem. I'm on my own here. So you know, but no. Next time you see me, it'll be. I'm planning on being all flat right there, all flat, you know.
Okay.
So we're working on it. So working on it.
Now you know I'm gonna talk bad about you, right? If you don't get it together before I see you.
Yeah, cause you know what happened? I was in a recent music video and I saw my stomach, and now everybody else didn't realize it, but I seen it, and I'm like, this is not a good look. I gotta do something about this. I mean, it's not a good look at all. So. Yeah, we're working on it.
Well, look, let me just make you feel a little bit better, okay? Whatever you see on TV, it's an extra about 5 to 7 pounds more. So it looks worse than what it might really be. Now, if you are like, it's just ridiculous, then yeah. But usually it looks a little worse when I was overseas. I don't know what I look like on TV because I actually didn't get a chance to really watch any of my episodes because I was always working. But every time I would go out in public, people would be like, oh, my goodness, you're so small. And I'm like, well, what do y'all think I am? Like, I don't understand. And it's even funny because they had me perform with the dancers for one of the shows, and I had someone send me a Facebook message and say, you are such an amazing dancer for all your pounds. And I was thinking, wait a minute. And I was thinking, like, wait a minute, what do I look like on TV? Because every time I go out, people are always saying, you look so small, you look really big on TV. And, you know, even people that would come to our live show that would speak to me, they would be like, I can't believe you're so small. And I'm like, what the hell do I look like on TV? Because I'm tired of people saying this to me. And when I actually sat back and watched, like, an episode, I was like, I do look big. I do look big, but I'm not big. Like, anyone that knows me, I mean, you've seen me before, Todd, and I've lost weight since then. Like, I'm not big. And so, yeah, I was a little bit offended by that, but I was like, okay, I obviously have to look really big because people are constantly telling me how small I look in person. So just know that, you know, what you saw on the video is probably a little bit exaggerated than what you really are. So hopefully that makes you feel a little bit better about yourself.
Yeah, I feel better when I can, you know, when it's flattened out. We're working on it, though. But,
okay, but you just told me you had the P90X, so let's get on it. What's good?
Yeah, I've been lazy, man. Like, you know, just being lazy. That's all it is. I go to the gym. I ride the bike. I was on the bike today. I was on the bike yesterday. I'm getting ready to get. I'm gonna get on the chest. Like I said, when you see me, it'll be flat. It will not be a gut
okay.
there because I ain't really trying to hear it.
And look, I'm gonna tell you right now. If you come and you look a mess, I'm taking you to the gym with me. Okay, we're going to the gym together.
All right, I'm gonna have it worked out. Trust me. I'm gonna have it worked out. I ain't got no choice because I gotta get my. I haven't done not one photo shoot this year or nothing, and it's all because I have not been in the right shape. I let myself kind of go a little bit with the BW3s and the Penn Stations and all the stuff I like to eat every day. So we got it worked out.
Well,
but
let me tell you, if it makes you feel better, I've gotten into the mode where when I work out, I have a calorie counter. And so I count how many calories I burn in the gym. And I allow myself to eat something with half that amount of calories. So if I burn 800 calories in the gym, I allow myself to eat something with 400 calories just to cheat. Like, it's a reward for your workout.
Well, I'm going to have to call you and get some workouts so I can get
Why don't we give you tips if you ain't using them now? Come on now.
I use them, but, you know, I'm gonna hit you up a little later. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Talk with Todd show right here on Blog Talk Radio for my guest Lauren Outlaw. Visit the official website, MissOutlaw.com. That's MZOutlaw.com. And check out all the pictures. Check out the latest, what she's got going on with the TV series. And also visit YouTube for check out the video clips of Star Academy. All right? So next time on the Talk with Todd show, Lauren, thanks. I'm going to holler at you. I'm going to hit you up a little later. Everybody
else. All right.
Else.
Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. Be careful out there. everybody else out there, like I tell you every day on the show, love one another, take care of one another. Much love out there. Y'all take care.
Dang, baby.
Let go.
It was brought to my attention. That little thing. When I hang in thoughts with this system. Must have heard what he was missing. What chick you know? You better speed all over your lino. And fuck all of your friends. It's like your balls while you're pissing. Yeah, you heard right. Nobody fucked on your shit. Now fuck it, you need bitches. All she'll do is keep your dick on. So come on, Zane. Got this up my deep hole. Place your bets and watch it. Comes back to you. Face info. Info? Info? Damn, I got this info. I toss a salad for show. Then turn around and deep throw. I'll lick you in your ear. Can you hear me loud and clear? Jump in the car. Let me give you head while you sleep. And you can lick me now. Or you can lick me later. Watching my paper like a baby in an inky place. Who wants to fuck this specimen? With no protection. I make elephants get direction. Split me like a C-section.
I want to see your freaky side. I want to put some heat inside. How you feeling all weak inside? She's speaking inside. Baby, take it now. I want to see your freaky side. I want to put some heat inside. How you feeling all weak inside? She's sleeping inside. Baby, take it now. I want to see your freaky side. I want to put some heat inside. How you feelin' all weak inside? You sleep inside, baby, take it now. I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put your deep inside. How you feelin' all weak inside? You sleep inside, baby, take it now.
We hotter than the sun. We do anything you wanna. I got chauffeurs, I got runners. Patron and marijuana. I take a sip and light this gun. Here's your phone and take my number. You can kick it like a punter. You from the night until the sun. Now you licking, clicking, sucking. Did you know who you fucking with? I barely even touched it and already got you busted.
but I dug in it. Feel good to you, doesn't it? I'm a thug, so baby, I'm thugging it. I let you call me by my government. And while I count this cash, bounce that ass, make it touch the ground. Bust that pussy open when it's wet and make that cushion sound. Lift me up, lift me down, up and down, round and round. Love how you get down, like a movie, it's a walk of town. Word to Corleone, girl, it's on once I get you home. You give me dome, then we bone. I wanna hear you roll. I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside? You tell me, shot, baby, take it high. I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside? You sleep in the air, take it high. I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside? You sleep in the air, baby, take it high. I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside?
So I see you talking all that shit.
You know, my mom always told me the street side's to every story.
Well, here I am, nigga.
I done seen your good side, and I done seen your bad side.
Face to face.
Now I think it's time for you to show me your freaky side.
So, what is it that you wanna do?
I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside? You sleep inside, baby, take it now. I wanna see your freaky side. I wanna put so deep inside. How you feeling all week inside? You sleep inside, baby, take it now.
Talk Radio.
Talk with Todd.
Oh, Blog Talk Radio.